be most grateful if you could do us a favour. If you can like, subscribe, and share. Like, subscribe, and share. The Unofficial Robins Podcast. Cheers!
So, a quick word from our sponsor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's completely free. There's creation tools to allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with minimum listenership. It's easy. Everything to make a podcast is in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
The Bracknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans. Come on the Robins.
Southlanders with their 1958 hit entitled I Am a Mole, a very apt introduction to our host this afternoon, the Moles, also known as Binfield FC. Binfield are based in the village of Binfield near Bracknell in Berkshire and affiliated to the Barks and Bucks Football Association. They are currently members of the Ishman League South Central Division after being promoted from their Hellenic League and now play at Hill Farm Lane. The club was established in 1892 by employees of local brickworks and farm labourers. They initially played in the Ascot and District League before joining the Great Western Combination in 1946. Binfield finished second in the Hellenic League Premier Division in 2011, and their best FA Cup performance was reaching the second qualifying round in 2014, but by far their most impressive performance was finishing runners-up to Warrington in the FA Vars final at Wembley back in May of this year. Their chairman is Bob Bacon and their managers are Colin Withers and Jamie McClurg, a former Bracknell Town midfielder, also known as Dodsey, who following a stint at Wickham Wanderers became a role model for my boy, who went on to play for the under-21s. It was rumoured that Binfield got its name from a collection of rubbish bins in the middle of a field, but actually the name is derived from the old English words Bionet Feld, which means open land where bent grass grows. Now, why are Binfield called the Moles? Binfield club chairman Bob Bacon explains. A feature of the old pitch was a multitude of molehills, and before games the players used to have to stamp them down to start a game. We moved to our current ground about 30 years ago, but we still have moles, but away from the playing surface. And we have a professional mole catcher who comes in to humanely remove the moles and rehouse them in the wild. Now, here are three facts you may not know about Binfield. The nearby Stag and Hounds public house, which I'm sure we will be visiting during this lovely bank holiday weekend, was reportedly used as a hunting lodge by Henry VIII and Elizabeth I. The old elm tree outside it was removed in 2003, was set to mark the centre of Windsor Forest. I remember playing inside the tree when I was a nipper, while my mum and dad and my grandparents enjoyed a drink in the garden. Now, artist John Constable spent his honeymoon at Binfield Rectory in 1816, and sketched the All Saints Church twice. And the author and poet Alexander Pope lived at what is now called Pope's Manor in Popeswood with his Catholic parents when he was younger, and he also sang in the local church choir. Although Build is just another game, there has always been rivalry between the two sides, which will make for an exciting afternoon of football. Come on, you Robins.
I dig the most. I'm not a ram or a clam or a lamb. I'm not a hog or a frog or a dog. I'm not a boss or a hit body mouse.
I am a mole and I live in a hole. This is your baby reporter, Guy Soon, bringing you all the news and views from Blackpool Town. I say, come on you Robins.
A very warm welcome to the unofficial Robins podcast with me, James Captain Birdseye. We are at Binfield for the Eastman South Central League. Very, very exciting. Obviously, a local derby. First one playing our sort of local, I wouldn't even say rivals, local team anyway, the localist team to us. So a very, very big deal today. Great atmosphere already. Managed to get a nice warm cup of tea, and the car park is definitely filling up. So it should be a very, very large attendance. Obviously, as always, we will have a bit of analysis at half-time and wrap the game up for you at full-time. And I'll have a chat to dear Steve Whitty as well. Well, again, thank you so much for tuning in to the unofficial Robins podcast. Well, really excited for the team sheet, which has just come out here at Binfield. The atmosphere is really starting to grow now. The drinks are being had. The burger queue is getting larger and larger by the minute and smelling absolutely fantastic. So I dare say, even with my waistline, I may have to have a cheeky one. But whatever you do, don't tell the wife. Anyway, we have got our two guest stars, as always. And of course, to read the team sheet. And if you'd like to, then if you see us at a game, come up and say, I want to be one of the guest stars. But this time, it's kind of related, so I better give them a go. So, starting off with Bracknell Town, it is the fantastic young Jack Whitty. Go ahead, Jack!
All right, the Bracknell Town teams, number one is Mark Scott, number two, Jack Dean, number three, Anthony Chetter.
Come on, you Robins!
Number four is Temmie, number five, Daniel Basil. Number six, Nickel Platt. Number seven, Max Herbert. Number eight, Michael. Number nine is David Tarpey. Number 10 is Joseph Grant. Number 11 is Seb. Substitutes are George Knights, Scott Rees, Anthony Chesser, James Clark, Nathan Burden.
What a fantastic job Jack did then. And if you're at home, give him a big clap, because I think he deserves a big clap for that. He did a brilliant job. And this little chap here, I'm a little bit biased. It's my son, Giles, with a Y. Giles with a Y. And he is going to read out the home team here at Binfield. So go ahead, Giles. And if you get it all wrong, don't worry.
Chris Gase.
Number two.
Jack Thomason Wheeler, Elliot Legg, Jack Broom, Joseph Gator, David Hancock, Ollie Harris, James McClurk, Sean Moore, Kian Duncan, Josh Helmore, and for the substitutions, we have Josh Howard, Liam Tack, John Wernament, Callum Bunting, and last but not least, Harvey Rackley Hayes.
What a fantastic job Charles did there. What a dream team. There we go. Some definite presenters in the making. I don't want them to take my job just quite yet. But we will be with you at halftime for the halftime report. And until then, half now.
Montague, Murgatroyd, Mauritius, the Mole wanted to do more than just go around digging holes. And so with crisscross tunnels underneath the ground, he was the maker of Mole Town, Maurice the Mole. Montague, Murgatroyd, Mauritius, the Mole, with his velvety coat as black as coal, as the maker of Mole Town, he would be the mayor of all the other moles. But no one else was there, Maurice the Mole.
So, we're here at Binfield still. It's half time, and I've slightly lost my voice, which means that I'm slightly sounding like a gravelly Barry White that's a bit thinner. So, we've got Steve the Gaffer Whitty with us. Steve, what's your thoughts?
Nervous. But we're 2-1 up. I've got to say, it was a 1-0. I've got to say, we really lost it on the left back, on the left side of the pitch there. Real defensive howler. Let them in for an early goal after 3 minutes. But I've got to say, it has been pretty much all Bracknell playing the football. Binfield pretty much hoofing it. Bracknell come in half-time, sort of 2-1 up, and deservedly so. But, boy, still nervous.
Absolutely. It is completely nerve-wracking, and I totally agree with that. I think in the the first 10 minutes, they came out and really wanted it, Binfield, and then over time, they've just softened. So they're just hoofing the ball out, really. Starting to get a little bit rough play, a little bit rough housing out there as well, which isn't good to see. Obviously, the penalty was taken beautifully by Seb, as often it always is. But, yeah, it's still quite nerve-wracking. You do notice that it is a bit sparky. It is a bit of an atmosphere because, you know, this is so important to both clubs, obviously, within the very local area.
Come on, Bracknell. Let's do it.
Aye, aye, Captain. Loving the show. It's going to be a very exciting month for the Robins, no doubt. So I look forward to hearing your expert analysis every week here on the unofficial Robins podcast. Come on, you Robin.
It's full time at Hill Farm Lane and the Robins have triumphed over the Moles. Come on, you Robins.
Now, over to James, the Captain Birdseye, and Stephen, the Gaffer Witty.
Well, as per usual, a very good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good day, good night, good wherever you are. It's James, Captain Birdseye, and today, our post-match analysis, this is very exciting. We don't just have one, we don't just have two, we don't have three, we have four, we have five of us. Yes, five of us. And I've got to be honest, we are quite liquid refreshed in the local public house. But why not? Why not? Because there is stuff to celebrate. Anyway, great to have you and your company, as always. I have the marvellous Steve the Gaffer Witty. Sarah, I'm not going to talk. It's not happening, Pomeroy. And dear Paul. And Guy too. So what a combination. And we also have a Foster's, a Bitter, and another Bitter as well, just to keep us company during this very important post-match analysis.
I haven't got a voice left, James. It's absolutely gone. What a game. We've beaten Binfield 3-1. We can now get on with the season. Thank Christ. That's all I wanted. All I wanted. Very nervous today. I don't know if you guys were the same. Very, very nervous coming into the game. Thought they might be a little bit up for it, but to be fair, I think we absolutely put everything into that game. Some of our players, Joe, I thought Max, I thought to be fair, every man absolutely ran their socks off. Superb to see, wasn't it? Superb to see.
Paul Palmery.
That was really, really good performance. Like you, Stephen, I was very nervous this morning. I knew Binfield would be up for it. I knew they would come out the blocks fast. We gave them a chance by scoring our own goal. But at the end of the day, I think the class we've got certainly told, the fitness that we have certainly told, and I think 3-1 was certainly not unfair and could easily have been more than that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, from my point of view, I think the way it started, you know, that goal by Binfield after, 4 minutes, I think it was, you know, the nerves really got to me at that point, and I think all credit to Binfield, they came absolutely out the blocks. And, you know, like many, many teams do. But once a little bit of time had passed, we just showed absolute strength. You know, I think that Joe Grant, particularly for me, was absolutely the man of the match. Absolutely. His strength, you know, his passion. He ran at every single ball, whether he was going to likely get it or not. And it was just wonderful, wonderful to see. A very, very exciting game of football. And for us, you know, what afterwards, and obviously we'll talk about the sort of latter stages of the game, seeing Bobby Wilkerson as manager, his actual kind of, his passion behind it, and he knew, although he said, oh, it's just one more game, once we'd won, how important it was to us. And
And I think I totally agree with you, Steve, that essentially now we can move on in the season. Where this game has been away to Binfield, we knew that this is a big deal to us, a big deal to the local community. And I think it's just great that we've sort of got it done, and such a wonderful, convincing result, and a very fair result as well.
I think the word convincing is the one as well. I thought Bracknell today played all the football. If I'm honest, I thought Binfield were very one-dimensional. As you say, the first 10 minutes, Paul, they were absolutely out the box. They really did put us under pressure, turned us a couple of times. But after that, I've got to say, very dominant display in terms of we controlled the ball. All the passing was from us. I think we could have had two or three more quite easily, if I'm honest. And it was good to see. And get that out of the way. Now we can focus on the FA Cup come... Is it FA Cup Saturday? FA Cup on Saturday. Yeah. And hopefully then push on for the season. And by the way, we're up to second.
Sarah Pomery.
We are second in the league.
Well, that's it indeed. We're second. Dear Sarah, who said she wouldn't say anything, of course, managed. There was some great whooping there, and and the sound effects we obviously always need. So that's always a good thing.
Can I have a chat about
the
chairman? Is that right? Yeah. We ask for your chairman.
He said, I have to win, otherwise he will beat me up personally, basically, is what he said. That's a joke.
I'm on the touchline at Binfield, and I'm very lucky to have Tim and Nick from Colorado on the academy team, and they're going to just give me their views on today's performance.
It was a good game. Thought it was Bracknell deserved a win. They played really well out there today, so proud of the team, proud of the performance. So,
yeah. And what's your ball like at home at the moment?
We haven't seen much of it, to be honest with you, yet. I think I don't even know what part of the season we're in, to be honest with you. Are they preseason or even playing yet? Yeah,
full season. We haven't seen much activity over there yet.
So okay, you've been how long you been over here for now?
I've been over here for about 2 years.
2 years. So give me three things that you miss the most about the US.
I'd have to say the snacks. Snacks are up there for me. I think you guys do. You guys can't beat the snack game out in the US. Some good old Southern, like, American food, a good old burger, something like that.
You've got to name them. What about Hershey Bar, something like that?
Oh, Hershey Bar, Hershey chocolates, unreal. So, yeah, definitely miss that for sure. I don't know. You guys got to try Cheez-Its. You guys don't have any Cheez-Its over here. You guys got to get those. Yeah, honestly, those
tacos.
Tacos are good here. But let me just tell you, in the U.S., if you get them right and you get them good, they are the best thing that you'll ever eat out there.
That's because he's a master taco chef.
Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe at Robin's Podcast, or email us on robinspodcast@gmail.com.
The Bracknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans. Come on the Robins.
We all follow the Robins wherever they may go. We all follow the Robins away and
come on, you Robins!